From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino.
Welcome back, everyone. First show for 2011. Happy New Year. Hope you had a good holiday, had a nice break. We took some time off, but we're back. There's lots of new music, so let's get to it.
I gotta warn you guys, today's show is a little bit schizophrenic.
A little?
We have some new love songs and then some pretty dire ballads about feeling like nothing really matters. So we're gonna be jerking you guys back and forth today. So buckle your seatbelts.
And grab your Kleenex, because some of you, I'm sure, are harboring leftover holiday colds like Jasmine is. So little sniffles, but we'll get through it. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garz.
And this is Alt Latino.
Vuelve la mirada y dime qué ve. Eres el voceador entrenando en la playa, lanzando gancho de izquierda al aire. Has aprendido a esquivar un ataque, pero en invierno nadie baja a ver el mar. Y la gaviota.
This is a great way to start the year.
With yeah.
A really cool song, one of our favorites, Bebe.
Actually, right here, she's doing a remake of Héroes del Silencio with Enrique Bunbury's El Boxeador. And for people who don't know, Héroes del Silencio is kind of like a quintessential rock band from Spain. And this is a tribute album called El Hechizo. What do you think of this?
You know, I really like it because everything she does is usually well thought out. You know, the instrumentation, the arrangements. Of course, I always listen to the music first. It's a great way to surround her voice with music that highlights her voice, which is something that we've liked about her before.
This is a song about a boxer. It's about a guy who, you know, is a fighter, and about him taking punches and delivering punches and being really tired and having to get back up. I'm gonna get in trouble for this. I'm not a huge Enrique Bunbury fan. I know a lot of people who love him.
He's popular, right?
But one thing that I do like about Enrique Bunbury and Héroes del Silencio is that a lot of their songs, they don't always do songs about, you know, love, lust. They do songs like this one, like El Boxeador, you know, songs that are about, you know, fighting and survival and emotions. They have very complex lyrics, and I like that Bebe chose this song to cover.
Primero, levántate antes de que cuente hasta diez.
Thank you. So as I mentioned earlier, we also have a new love song by a young singer that we discovered last year. We were introduced to her actually by Andrea Echeverri from Aterciopelados when she visited the show. This is a Chilean singer, Francisca Valenzuela, and her new song, Quiero Verte Más, or I Want to See You More Often.
Por la calle antes que iba tan tranquila por la calle sin saber que vendrías tú iba tan tranquila por la calle antes que iba tan tranquila por la calle sin saber tu sonrisa, tú de verdad.
So is this the year of the woman? I mean, really two strong tracks to start out the year with. I really like this one.
Maybe it's a preview. This is basically a song about, you know, Francisca Valenzuela's talking about, you know, she was living a peaceful existence and she was doing great. And, you know, all of a sudden she meets this guy and everything goes into chaos. It's a really interesting change because if you remember her last album, it was very somber. And, you know, she was talking about disliking the pressures that women face in society. And she kind of tore a couple of guys apart in her last album. And now she's talking about falling head over heels.
That's life.
That's life.
What happens. It does happen. What I like about her voice and the way they use it on this song is like the lyrics fit into the beat because it's a very distinctive beat, you know? It's like almost like a blues shuffle, a hyped up blues shuffle in a way. And I think they did a good job of putting her voice to the beat and the lyrics and working everything in. That's what I enjoyed about it.
You know, musically, I find her voice to be really similar to Fiona Apple. I like her voice a lot. I still find that her work is a little immature. She's an artist that I listen to because I'm excited about her potential. She can do a lot with that voice. I don't feel like she's exploiting it to the max.
You know what? That's funny because of my notes when I was listening to the song. What I wrote down was, sounds like she's at the beginning of her career.
Definitely.
And that there's a lot of potential and there's a lot of room for growth.
Aunque tengas a otra pendiente, quiero verte más. Aunque sea físicamente, quiero verte más. Aunque por una vez tenerte, quiero verte más, 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 más. Y aunque tengas a otra pendiente, tan solo pa' ver cómo se siente, yo ya quiero verte
Well, how about we stay in Chile with another band that revealed a new song on Christmas, and this band is called Astro. This isn't a love song. We're going to get a little more psychedelic. This song is called Pepa.
Que era feliz, todavía no conocía la superfelicidad. de la quinta. No se puede comer tantas cerezas en un día. Te explota la guata y te nace un árbol. Si te tragas las pepas, si te tragas las pepas.
Oh, Felix has this very concerned look on his face because
it.
The lyrics of this song talk about this guy saying he didn't know what true happiness was until he ate all these cherries. And he's saying in the song, how can anyone eat so many cherries? You shouldn't eat so many cherries, but I'm really happy now. And he goes into this whole hallucination about eating so many cherries that like a forest of cherry trees grows inside of him. There's kind of a double entendre here because...
Wow, I hope so, man.
Because the pepa, which is like the cherry pit, is also slang in Argentina and Chile for LSD. I suspect something else is happening in this song.
When I was listening, I'm like, okay, what kind of cherries are those, man? Maybe I don't want them, but I mean, it's interesting. What struck me about the song was that, and I also heard on YouTube, there's some versions where they're just playing with ukulele, and they're just going through a very stripped-down version of the song. And the song itself, to me, it just doesn't hold up. I mean, it's not clever enough or written well enough. It's almost like this song is in the progress stage.
Really?
Yeah, because it doesn't strike me. There's some parts where the syntax is off and he's trying to squeeze in too many words. It's like a scratch pad song in a way.
Really? Okay, but that's what I liked about it. I mean, I get what you're saying. It sounds very, I would almost describe the song as a scribble, but after a few listens, I thought it was just an absolutely beautiful song, and I think it just feels very spontaneous.
The idea of, like, LSD, maybe they're going for the LSD thing, you know? There's a precedent. I mean, the Beatles' Tomorrow Never Knows. One chord, some of the stuff's backwards, you know? From what I've heard, that to me sounds like LSD, you know? But everybody has a different interpretation, obviously. I don't know. It just struck me as, well, they're almost there.
I really like this band.
I'll give it another listen when we're off the air, and just to check them out again.
I do want to say one thing, which is, you know, 2010 was the year of Chile, to us, at least. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a year that Chile was front and center producing amazing music, and I'm really excited to see what comes out of Chile in 2011.
Hear, hear. Okay, what's next?
Speaking of psychedelic existential trips, we have a artist from Monterrey, Mexico, called Hipnomango. And this is the song, El Mundo No Es Real, or The World Is Not Real. Hipnomango is René Rodríguez, and we're waiting for his debut album to come out, hopefully this year. And in this song, he's just kind of saying, nothing is real, I'm not real. And in the end, you'll find out everything is a lie.
You You know, I think it's interesting how there's a, like the hypnotic drone thing at the beginning, just, you know, one or two chords. But the chorus, you know, the bridge, the chorus part is very pop, you know, with traditional chord structure.
What kind of chord structure?
It's like right here. Dun 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 dun. Very poppy.
Yeah. Well, it's weird.
And then it goes into dun dun dun
dun. Well, it's weird because the lyrics sound like kind of depressing, you know, nothing is real. I'm not real, everything is a lie. But, you know, because of the pop tune of it, it actually sounds like a very liberating song to me. It sounds like throwing the towel in and saying, telling your boss to go, you know.
Yeah, don't say it.
To go fry some churros. And, you know, and just, you know, going out into the street and just saying, you know, I'm done. I'm going to live my life and be happy because nothing is real. Nothing matters.
There's certainly a punk aesthetic. Very simple. There's, you know, no great instrumentation or anything. But it's, I can listen to it. I don't know if I have to like it. But, you know, I can dig it.
Okay. You're hip. You're cool.
It's the hippie in me coming out.
So far in today's show, we've heard a beautiful remake of a Spanish classic about fighting to survive, and a young and up-and-coming Chilean crooner confesses she's in love and needs to see more of that man in order to survive. But then we mellowed out with some more hallucinatory trips. A Chilean group finds happiness in a bowl of cherries, and a Mexican musician throws the towel in, claiming nothing really matters, and he then proceeds to have the time of his life. Next up, we have another Mexican guy who is saying, enough is enough.
Go Mexico.
And we've got Juan Cicerol with his album Ofrenda a Mictlán and the song Crema Dulce, or Sweet Cream.
Estoy cansado. Esta monotonía me tiene muy arrugado y muy lejos de la vida, mi vida. Ya le
amo. What? Why are you okay? So, as you
get
in the opening line, he just says, I'm tired of this monotony, I'm getting wrinkles from this monotony. And it's a very, definitely a very bleak song, and his voice is very bleak. And, you know, when I looked at Felix and I heard this song, it kind of sounded like Felix complaining in his cubicle.
His song in particular, it almost sounds like, again, it's like it's not ready. It's like it's raw. He still has to work on it a little bit, you know?
Really? I love that. It's just because I, you know how in the beginning we talked about Francisca Valenzuela and her love ballad, and how,
sure,
I said it just sounds too packaged for me. Like, uh-huh, if you're really in love and desperate and confused, I think you should sound like it. And to me, when I hear like a pop singer singing about heartbreak or anxiety, and they have this perfectly smooth, polished voice, I kind of don't buy it. I kind of want to hear the tears and the fissures and the pain and the angst. For example, Juan Cicerol in this song, it reminded me of Leonard Cohen in Everybody Knows.
Wow.
Like that really gravelly, and, you know, to anyone who's been depressed or sad, that's really kind of how it sounds. It doesn't, uh-huh, sound like this American Idol-like voice.
Right.
It sounds like I'm giving up.
At the same time, for me, I have certain expectations. If it doesn't feel like it's ready,
Is it musically that it's not ready?
It's musically. It's like he's playing for his friends at a party, and it's like, what do you think of the song? And he's still working on it. That's just my take.
Okay, well, I'm nervous about having you hear the next song that I picked.
I don't know how to describe it.
Next up, we're going to hear Los Peixotes.
Okay, thank you.
Which is an Argentine band, and this is a new song called Garage o Muerte, or Garage or Death, off of the album that has the same title, Garage or Death. So I see you scribbling away. Felix.
No, you know what? This one I like. You know,
You're kidding me.
No, I like
You're
it.
You're impossible.
I'm not a fan of punk music. Like I said, I lived through it. I listened to it. But this one I recognize as the punk aesthetic. You know, it's like even that guitar solo they play later on, there are no notes. It's just sounds. You know, so it's like it's emphasis on energy, emotion, the vocals. You know, I like it. You know, the funky organ, almost like the Farfisa organ from the 60s. You know,
it's also very surf rock, which you like. It's, you know, it to me, it sounded a little like that Peruvian band from the 60s, Los Psychos, who you love.
It does see the whole 60s thing. It's a retro thing.
And you guys definitely should check out the video for this song, which is very Quentin Tarantino. It's a very grindhouse, violent
exactly.
video.
Exactly. See, that's what I liked about it. This is one of those rare cases where the video is an accurate reflection of the music. It's for almost do-it-yourself, very grindhouse, very, you know, these girls with machine guns and all this other crazy stuff. You know,
but that didn't influence in your liking of the
video. No, it's strictly musical. Strictly musical. But I like the whole attitude, the 60s crazy attitude.
And let's tell people where to find that video. It's at www.npr.org/altlatino. And you can find every song that we've talked about in their entirety. We also have a blog. And you can also follow us on Facebook. That's NPR's Alt Latino. And Twitter, Alt Latino.
Okay, Jazz, we've been listening to new music to start off the new year. Some of the songs we've liked, some of the songs we didn't. So we have one more song left. It's from a tribute album to a band, Caifanes, the Mexican band Caifanes that eventually became Jaguares after they changed their name and some of the personnel. One of my favorite bands, some of my favorite songs, and particularly because it was my introduction to rock en español in the early 90s, living in California.
Nice.
So this is a song called Nubes by the band Ozomatli.
Which you also love.
There you go. This chorus is like one of my favorite parts of this song.
Let's, take a spin in the sky to see what is eternal.
There you go. The lyrics are very poetic. The hooks, the rhythms, the melodies. Getting introduced to rock en español in the early 90s was really an exciting time. because these bands, Café Tacuba, Maldita Vecindad, Caifanes, you know, they all happen to be Mexican bands, but there were other bands as well that I was listening to that just really just opened my ears to a whole new world of sounds and attitudes, the whole new sense of Mexicanness from Mexico. So this band here is just like forever will have a special place because it's just the right place, the right time, the right aesthetic. Dancing along and in my apartment, you know, listening to the music for the first time.
This
really
is a great
cool.
cover. This doesn't sound like Ozomatli
no,
to me.
No, it doesn't. It's really cool.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
I was expecting like an Ozomatli, you know, very ska,
right.
heavy song.
Yeah.
This does not sound like Ozomatli.
They're very talented guys.
Nice.
It's an interesting start to a great year. Lots of new music coming up. Looking forward to it. As usual, looking forward to having our listeners come along for our journey and telling us what they think.
And listeners can participate on our blog, www.npr.org/altlatino.
I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. I'm just a little sick. This is Alt Latino.